The 23rd of June, 2023. The Russo-Ukrainian war rages on. Soldiers on both sides continue to do battle by land, sea and air. Mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin orders his men to seize Russia's southern city of Rostov-on-Don, the opening salvo of a mutiny against the Kremlin. After many months hibernating through the winter in their snug den here in the Argandab Mountains of Afghanistan, two young snow leopards emerge at last, blinking in the glare of the bright spring sun. They'll only have days to discover the skills needed to survive in this bright new world. Right now, they're at risk from prey in many forms, but none more dangerous than those above them in the sky. They all came back, and so did he. Their war is over, but Dave's isn't. He can't sleep and has alcohol dependency issues because Dave is suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, what decades ago was called shell shock, and he's come to the service's welfare center for an initial assessment. We'll be following Dave to see if he can get the help he needs. It's a courageous move for him. They left their cities, their farms, their families. They went underground. Through ice and snow, in wind and rain, they fled from state and church-organized murder and manslaughter ordered by King Philip II. Thousands of Dutch religious refugees fled Flanders and Wallonia, Amsterdam and Brussels, the exact number is unknown, across the Green Border. They split up across England, the German territories, the Rhine, the Palatinate and East Frisia. The Spanish king's governor and his feared Council of Blood continued to rage mercilessly in the homeland.